Some of the infectious diseases that have made headlines in recent years have only affected a relatively small number of people so far. But some researchers say land use decisions are making it possible for those infectious diseases to spread. Jonathan Patz is a professor at the UW-Madison Center for Sustainability and the Global Environment. Patz says, for example, forest fragmentation and the related loss of biodiversity are helping the spread of Lyme disease.
So the more species richness you have in an ecosystem, the less risk of Lyme disease you have because there are less animals carrying it.
Pat says there are many other types of development also spreading disease, for example, rural irrigation ditches and even some wars. Pat says a series of recommendations to begin to address the complex interactions of ecology, wildlife, and health. His basic pitch is to consume less.
Because if you can conserve resources for one reason, be it for biodiversity or for food, agricultural sustainability, you also may be providing disease prevention at the same time.
Patz is the lead author of a new article on development and disease. It's published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.